Walker County's Data Center Study Committee meets today at 4 at the Civic Center, continuing work on possible regulations for future data centers. At its first meeting, the committee discussed power and water use, noise and light, setbacks, tax abatement, and decommissioning requirements. Planning and Zoning Director John Pursley says an outright ban is not legally viable. Today's meeting will include examples of regulations from other communities and information on different types of data centers. Walker County will hold a September 11th memorial service tomorrow morning, marking the 25th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. The ceremony begins at 8:40 at the Walker County Courthouse. The program will include a presentation of colors, the national anthem, a proclamation, bell ringing and lowering of the flag, and taps. Commissioner and retired Army Sergeant Major Brian Hart will deliver the keynote address. The public is invited to attend. The Dade County Sheriff's Office is reviewing allegations of improper credit card use involving a county commissioner. Sheriff Ray Cross says his office has received calls from multiple citizens following concerns raised during last Thursday's commission meeting. Citizens have also provided investigators with receipts and other documents obtained through open records request. Cross has asked the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to help determine how the matter should proceed. The sheriff's office says the records are being reviewed and no additional information will be released at this time. We've got more news coming up after this. The Catoosa County Sheriff's Office is warning of changes to parking and public access in coming months. The agency says significant flooding on August 21st caused damage throughout the sheriff's office. It's requiring repairs and renovations to the entire facility. Limited parking is expected during construction. The front lobby will remain open for now, but the entrance and public access area will eventually be relocated. At the same time, construction will begin on an expansion of the work release program. Signs will direct visitors to available parking and entrances. Georgia will celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day on Saturday, September 26th. Governor Brian Kemp has proclaimed the day in Georgia, recognizing the connection between hunting, fishing, and conservation. The day will include events across the state, and September 26th is also Free Fishing Day. That means Georgia residents can fish on public waters without a fishing license. For event information, visit georgiawildlife.com/get-involved/NHF-day. Details on all of these stories available on our website. Check it out at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.